get right into it here with the girls basketball. They had a game up at Goodland last night against a very good Cowgirl squad, and just fell short 43-40, but fought back quite a few times over the last few minutes there in the fourth quarter, and had a great effort there. They'll host a Hugoton coming up on Friday night. We have sophomore Erica Felker joining us here, leading things off. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. You've put together quite a good sophomore campaign. What's been working for you this year?
My shots have been falling. Mm-hmm. I've been putting in some time, so.
I could tell you've been hitting the threes, but also been driving in there and drawing the contact. What's it like when you're thinking about driving in there to try to draw the fouls? You're going up against a lot taller players. What's that like?
I just kind of got to get it in my head. If I get blocked, I get blocked. If I get beyond the free throw line, that's what you're really going for.
Well, last night you had a pretty good three-point performance last night there. And the last one I remember that you guys pulled us to within one. You had a nice little step back three. Have you been working on that a lot?
Yeah, it's just kind of just the rhythm, and I knew we needed some points, so I don't know.
Yeah, and it was in rhythm there. It felt like you've been kind of doing that quite a while.
Yeah.
The rush situation?
Yeah, it was.
What do you feel like you've improved the most upon from your freshman year to your sophomore year?
I feel like I've definitely become more of like had a voice and like told, mm-hmm. like, tell where to go and be more of a leader, I guess.
All right, yeah, and it's a pretty big role here, but I mean, you've kind of had that role a little bit in volleyball this year as being a setter. Do you feel like that's been a good transition there for you from the volleyball court to the basketball scene?
I definitely think it did help a lot, bringing my voice out and mm-hmm. being able to talk and everything. So.
Well, it's been a fun run here, but it's going to be a busy month for you guys and a tough month here as well. Are you ready for the challenge? Do you like the embrace the opportunity to play this many ranked teams in this month?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a struggle, but I think we can play. We showed last night that we can really play with mm-hmm. anyone, even if they're ranked or not, or mm-hmm. we always have a chance going into the game.
Well, it was a fun game for you guys last night. Fell a couple points short here, but a big challenge for you Friday. Thanks again,
yes.
Erica, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, sophomore Erica Felker hands the headset over here to senior Ella Rumford. And how are you doing this evening?
Good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. Has this senior basketball season gone by fast for you?
Yes, very fast.
Yeah, you're seven games in already. It's hard to believe. Mm-hmm. But last night I don't know what you said, but they got you into foul trouble early on there. And, man, what'd you say before the game to the officials?
I didn't do anything. I don't really know. They just didn't like me.
I guess not. I was hoping you didn't look at them funny or anything before.
Yeah.
But, what'd you take away from last night and that tough loss?
We're a really good team. Mm-hmm. Goodland's a good team. We have a lot of good teams in the mm-hmm. league. Just that we're a really good team and we can play with them, and I think we can beat them.
But do you feel like that? I know it was a loss, but do you feel like you gained a little bit more confidence overall as a team in that game last night?
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure.
All right, and this has been an exciting run. You've had some pretty memorable moments so far this year. What's been your favorite game so far?
Honestly, the one against Wichita Trinity.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You had a pretty good night there, if I remember.
Yeah, I think I did. I got to dribble the ball down the court, so that's why I liked it.
I'll never forget. Yeah, you do a great job at that, and I'll never forget last year when you were like the point guard at Lake in there in that sub-state going down the court.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I was like, that was fantastic.
Yeah, it was fun.
I also had to ask you real quickly here. You and Jackson got together and decided to buy the same pair of shoes, right?
Yeah, it was his idea, I promise.
Oh, it was his idea. Yep. Okay, but I like it.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right. What would you like to see from yourself here as you move through the season?
I would like to take more shots mm-hmm. and make more shots, of course. And working with Brooke, I like mm-hmm. to – I think we're pretty good post together. We work well together.
Yes. No, yeah, you guys definitely do there. You guys had a great effort last night, and I know you guys have to embrace the opportunity Friday night at home against Hugoton.
Yes. Yep, they're a good team.
Yes. Well, once again, Coach, with Ella Rumford, senior, joining us here. Thanks. Almost called you Coach there. Good luck to you coming up here Friday.
Thank you, Adam.
All right. Senior Ella Rumford joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Now we talk to you, Coach. Amy Felker is looking over here. Yeah. But anyways, I know it was a kind of a back and forth early on in the first quarter, but there was kind of a stretch out of that first and second quarter where just things just didn't go right. And you called your second timeout, and it felt like your team really responded after that.
You know, I just told them that, you know, the first little bit we were really attacking and we're getting them fouls and that kind of stuff. We were getting the little things to go. We just kind of hit a rut. You know, we got in some foul trouble. And we got back out mm-hmm. there and we started attacking better and taking care of the ball a little bit better mm-hmm. For just a little bit. And, you know, we just did the little things right and stayed focused and didn't let them get that lead any further.
Well, I know you had the opportunities to come back. You're down one there, and I think just to come back, and you were down nine in the fourth quarter at one point as well, just to be able to come back to one point at a couple times there, just says a lot about this team and the belief that they have in each other.
You know, I really, truly love this team. They have really good senior leadership right now. We've got the young girls that come in and also have a voice on the team. They just work so well together, and they trust in their teammates. They believe in their teammates, and they don't want to be satisfied. You know, they're going to play until that buzzer sounds, and they're going to continue to strive to be the best that they can. And, you know, I'm super proud of them every game mm-hmm. for fighting and never giving up.
And, you know, just I think Goodland had not been really pushed like that last night all year, even against a very good Dodge City team. They had a big lead in that game. And what does that maybe say to what you guys maybe did to kind of counter them here throughout that night game last night?
You know, we just stayed solid with our defense. You know, defense kept them at a low-scoring game that gave us chances to come back. Mm-hmm. We made some good rotations, and we didn't give them anything really wide open. We gave them a couple of baskets on the inside on rebounds and that kind of stuff. But every time we make sure we get a hand in shooters' faces and that kind of stuff. So, you know, our defense really, really stepped up.
It's another big game for you guys Friday night. And Hugoton comes to town. And Lady Eagles, of course, are very well known with their big three especially.
You know, they are. I told the girls tonight, I said, you know, Hugoton has their big three. But overall, I really believe that our girls are strong. We got a lot mm-hmm. of things, and we can figure out where their weaknesses are, and we can attack those and get some easy baskets. Our girls are going to be ready to go. They're not going to walk in and think, oh, this is Hugoton. There's no chance for us. They're going to walk in, and they're going to be ready to compete, and we're going to play hard for 32 minutes. And, you know, it's going to be a good mm-hmm. hard-fought game at the end, just like the Goodland game, and that's what we want to do every game.
I know yesterday, the probably the ride up there to Goodland got a little interesting there for a while, didn't it?
Oh, my gosh. Wind. That wind was making me a little nervous. I was glad I wasn't the bus driver.
Yeah.
we got some powerful bus drivers. I couldn't have done it.
That's awesome. They did a great job there. It almost felt like a trout swimming upstream, didn't it?
Oh, my gosh. I didn't think we were ever going to make it.
Well, you made it, and it was a good night for you guys overall. And Hugoton coming to town Friday, and then one more game before Sterling. Hard to believe that. It goes fast.
I know. It's just going way too fast.
All right. Once again, Coach Amy Felker joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thanks again, as always, Coach, and we'll talk to you on Friday.
Sounds good. Thanks, Adam.